It is impossible to make a vaccine that's completely safe. You are going to injure a certain amount of people. Government is going to mandate this product. No matter how grievous your injury or your child's injury, no matter how toxic the ingredient, no matter how sloppy the line protocols, no matter how negligent that company, you cannot sue them for redress. So there's no discovery, there's no depositions, there's no medical malpractice, there's no class actions. There's zero consequence if they kill you or if they injure you for life. That there is no liability. And for every medical product, the biggest cost is paying liability at the back end. So they said, now, you know, that's scrubbed. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to safety test them. And there's no reason to make it safe because nobody can sue you. Nobody can do discovery. There's no consequence of giving you a really dangerous vaccine. With all those mandatory consumption of that product, it's a gold mine. If you can get a vaccine on the CDC schedule, it's worth $1 billion a year typically to your company. So there was a gold rush and all of these companies rushed on CDC and captured the agency and got them to mandate all these vaccines.
Some of the technological strategies that they're using to create these vaccines are quite scary and unprecedented. This vaccine doesn't work in the way that normally we're told vaccines do, where you have like a piece of a virus that's inactivated in some way and inject that in, that causes an immune response and we make antibodies to it. They have to use a special technology. So it's not like a regular vaccine where there's just a syringe with one needle and a liquid containing whatever's in the vaccine and they just put it in. This has three needles. So the needle in the middle is the typical type that the material would flow through. But the other two needles on either side are actually electrodes. And what they do is they generate an electric current inside of our cells. And this creates what's called electroporation. And what happens is that the electricity causes the cell membranes to create little holes called pores. And then the genetic material can enter the cell through those pores, whereas normally the cell membrane would be a barrier and keep the genetic material outside the cells. So they're using this technique, and they're basically, this is a form of gene therapy. So they would actually be changing the genetic makeup of our own cells in the local area where they're injecting this. And I think this is something that could be used for all sorts of purposes that we may not know about because we don't really know what these genes represent. Remember, I was talking about the source of this genetic material is undetermined. The thing that keeps coming back to my mind about Bill Gates, he made a statement to the effect of, through vaccines and family planning, we could reduce the world's population by 15%. And 15% of the world's population is somewhere around 1 billion people, billion with a B. He certainly made other statements recently that basically we will not be able to get back to any kind of normalcy in our day-to-day lives. And he specifically mentioned things like concerts or sporting events at arenas where you have large gatherings of people until every single person is vaccinated.
He's also talking about having like this vaccination passport or this tattoo or this ink that kind of shows you've had the vaccination. And then that allows you, like you said, to congregate, to travel on airplanes, almost puts you in this high social score.
And yes, there is this invisible ink tattoo, which I believe was attempted to be implemented on some children in Southern Africa, but was rejected by the local people there, rightfully so.